In this league, you never 100%. Once you enter the NFL, them days of being 100% are over. Most guys gonna test it. You're gonna feel something. You know, I'm gonna work my way back in and go from there. Haven't did nothing all count, so gotta kind of ease into it and, you know, get my body back into that football shape.
Is a positive step for you out here on the field?
Oh, absolutely. Any guys that's injured that steps back on the field is a positive note. You know, you want to be out here with your guys. You want to get better. You know, to get yourself to the season in order for you to have a successful season. Some things that you need to do in training camp.
The running game hasn't gone that well the first two preseason games. Is that something to worry about, or is that something that you're going to come back to? Maybe they can, if you get to play this weekend, that they'll get the running game back on track? I know it's preseason.
You know, we haven't really ran about that much. You know, and a lot of teams are, you know, going through similar things that we're going through with the running game. You know, right now is the time to fix everything. So, you know, when the season comes, you won't have that letdown. And, you know, I'm confident in our offensive linemen. I think we have some great guys on that line that, you know, will really get this running game going once we really, you know, start running the ball, you know, effectively and start running them more.
What have you noticed watching from the sidelines with the running game?
Like I said, I mean, it's not like the guys been running the ball 30 times a game. Haven't really ran the ball that much. So, you know, the little things I do see, you know, like I said, it's a team effort, especially on offense. It takes all 11 guys. You know, one guy not doing his job, it can affect the whole play. And, you know, it's a group thing, and we're working each week to get better at it. And I know when the season comes, you know, we'll be pretty good at it.
How frustrating was it to have to sit and watch the last couple weeks?
I don't know how I should answer that. You know, anytime you're a player, you want to be out there on the field. You know, I've been blessed to do this. It's my 10th season now, and you know, and it still feels the same way if I was a rookie, you know, to be on the sideline watching and, you know, to see the guys go through the things they go through, you know, to make themselves better. And you always want to be out there. And I work myself up to the point where I can start practice today and go from there.
Do you expect to play this weekend, or do you hope to? Any way to know at this point?
Not right now. Like I said, man, I haven't done anything like football-wise in like 3 weeks or more. So it's a process. You know, I'm a little older now, so I don't know if I can just jump right in. You know, I have to, you know, take it day by day and work myself in. And you know, if I feel good on Sunday, then, you know, Coach McDaniels will make that decision.
Is the real target week one Jacksonville, though?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, that's where it all starts at. That's when it all begins. You know, that's the point where, you know, we want to obtain our goals and, you know, to win this division and ultimately go to the Super Bowl, and that starts in Jacksonville.
One more for
Do you need a lot of game reps with that new line? Then will you be okay just practicing with them to get the feel down?
You know, I think practicing with them, I definitely get the feel down. But that's where it all starts. You know, I've been blessed to play in this league a while, so I kind of can see some things before they happen. And, you know, just being out here, you know, on a day-to-day basis, getting better, man, will help our offensive line and also help me. So, you know, it's just a day-by-day approach, but you know, obviously you must get something done in practice.